This is Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station, News Radio 1110 KFAB. Now, here's today's host, Chip Maxwell.
It's a party in here for the 4 o'clock hour. Oh, my goodness. Well, John Jacobson's a one-man party. But now we have Brian Stransky, who's a board member at the Chesterton Academy of Omaha. The great Dale Ahlquist has come in from the Twin Cities. We'll tell you about that. And then waiting in the wings is the great Dave Nabity. And it was Nabs that tipped me off yesterday. There's a disturbance in the force. Senator Reapy's caving in on the pro-life bill before the legislature. So I know he's raring to go today. I'm going to be asking him what he learned about the Vinnie Palermo situation on Tuesday. You probably heard the news blurb. The judge is not going to let him out of jail. He's a flight risk. And then Brinker Harding is going to join us later this hour, about a half an hour. Councilmember Harding will get us up to date on what happens next in the Vinnie Palermo saga. But we're going to step out of all that for a moment and look at the big picture. My name, by the way, is Chip Maxwell, if I forgot to mention that. We're going to look at the big picture for a while here. And I want to welcome to the show Dale Ahlquist. Dale, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Omaha.
Chip, it's great to be here in the studio with you.
Now, I'm going to pretend like I do not teach at the Chesterton Academy of Omaha. I'm going to pretend that I don't have a son graduating from the Chesterton Academy of Omaha this year, next month, as a matter of fact, in a few weeks. And I am going to ask you, number one, who are you, Dale Ahlquist? Introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, I'm the president of the Society of Gilbert Keith Chesterton and the co-founder of the first Chesterton Academy, which is up in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and used to have a television show on EWTN about G.K. Chesterton.
Well, so that leads to the next question. Who was G.K. Chesterton?
You know, I was thinking you're going to probably ask that question next, Chip.
He's a clever guy, yeah. Dale Ahlquist.
So Chesterton was a great English writer of the early 20th century, and during his lifetime, one of the most popular writers in the world, and certainly one of the most prolific writers in the world, and a great intellect, a great wit, and a great influencer who suddenly just went out of style after his death in 1936, and now there's a great revival of interest in his writing and in his thinking. He was certainly a comprehensive thinker and a great defender of the Catholic faith. He was a Catholic convert and had a great influence on other Catholic thinkers such as Fulton Sheen and some of the leading Thomists, I guess, would say, of the 20th century. But he's mostly known for writing some detective stories, the Father Brown mysteries.
And as you say, he was a philosopher, social commentator. You also mentioned his wit. Chesterton was funny. Chesterton could be irreverent. I mean, you've got a few. I've heard you deploy a few of his one-liners in the past.
Yeah, the Bible tells us to love our neighbors and to love our enemies generally because they're the same person.
Ba-doom-boom. I've said numerous times, if I'm honest about it, I have to grit my teeth. I mean, every time in the Mass, there's a time, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, I'm Irish, and the old joke is Irish Alzheimer's is you forget everything except the grudges, you know. So that forgiveness piece, I'm still working on that. So I love that line from Chesterton. You got one more for us from Chesterton?
He was also noted for his size, Chip.
Okay.
He was a large fellow. He was about 6'4 and weighed 300 pounds, and that made him very distinctive as he walked along the London streets.
I imagine so.
But his great line was that he was the politest man in all of England because he could stand up on a bus and offer his seat to three women at one time.
Okay. Another rim shot. All right. So, Dale, well, that brings us to the question, what brings you to Omaha?
Well, it was an airplane today.
Okay.
We need
the continuous rim shots here, Matt.
Yeah. So and I mean, amazingly, this plane flew to Omaha. Imagine my surprise when they announced where we were landing. But as long as I was here, I thought, well, I'm going to speak tonight at the gala for the Chesterton Academy of Omaha.
Fabulous. The you know, Chesterton materials often refer to a classical Catholic curriculum. That sounds great. What on earth does it mean?
Well, the classical curriculum is something that there's a revival of interest in it. It's clearly not like your typical modern American curriculum, which is noticeable for how often it changes. Chesterton says the problem in a school today is that most students are facing a educational philosophy that is younger than they are. You know, so we tend to use the latest trends, the latest fads, the latest ideas to educate our children today, and that's kind of pervasive in most schools, whether they're public or private. The classical model has to do with a system that has been around, well, technically for over 2,000 years ago. If you go back to the original Greek philosophers who started the Plato school, the Socratic school. And so we're heavily based on philosophy. We have a four-year philosophy curriculum, so our students study Plato and Aristotle, along with Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. The idea being that faith and reason have to go together. And most high schools don't teach any philosophy at all. So we teach 4 years of it. And so they learn how to use their reason, learn how to use their logic, and then you wrap that into a strong theology curriculum as well. But the other thing about the classical approach is the transcendentals, which we call truth, goodness, and beauty. And truth, goodness, and beauty informs everything else that we teach. That's why it's a very strong arts curriculum, along with, you know, a good literature and history and Latin curriculum as well.
All right, so I'm going to play devil's advocate. So you've got you turn out graduates who go walking down the sidewalk and maybe right into the street in front of traffic because their heads are in the clouds on truth, goodness, and beauty. They don't have any skills for life. Dale Ahlquist, your response.
Well, the best skill for life is the ability to think, and we teach our students how to think, and our graduates go on to be engineers and doctors, and they serve in the military, and a lot of them become homemakers, and an inordinate amount compared to other schools become Catholic priests.
And there part of the curriculum is English, literature, physical science. The physics teacher at Iowa Western is the physics teacher at Chesterton Academy of Omaha. I teach modern history, history and government. And so it is a well-rounded curriculum, but the heart of it is these timeless, eternal values. Well, it's Western civilization based on natural law and really 4,000 years of Judeo-Christian teaching. Would that be a fair statement?
You really said it well, Chip. You want to give a talk tonight at the Chesterton Academy?
I'm just the warm-up act. I'm just
great.
The warm-up act. No, you're the main event, but I am looking forward to it. Yours truly will be the MC. Let me mention to people, if you want to come and join us. Walk-up traffic is welcome. We're at 36th of the Q. It's the old St. Mary's campus, and we've repurposed the school at St. Mary's for our purposes. And, of course, we use the church. The school day starts with Mass every morning at 8 a.m. And we'd love to have you join us. You could walk right up, get a ticket, and hear Dale Ahlquist. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, Dale. And when we come back, would you give us a little slice, would you give us a little taste of what your focus will be this evening?
Sounds good.
Dale Ahlquist, founder of the Chesterton Society, is with us. I'm Chip Maxwell. This is News Radio 1110, KFAB.
Chip Maxwell, News Radio 1110, KFAB.
With me in the studio for one more segment is Dale Ahlquist, founder of it began, Dale, I believe, as the American Chesterton Society, but then it evolved into the G.K. Chesterton Society, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, because it's gone international.
Yeah, that's
right?
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So something, some kind of a spark caught here, and I want to draw more of that out of you. And I do want to find out, have you give us a little taste of your remarks tonight. But before we get there, I thought of something during the break, and I want to phrase this very carefully, because I'm a graduate of Creighton Prep, Creighton Preparatory School, our local Jesuit high school, 140, almost 150 years. Great, great tradition, very solid scholarship, you know, faith formation and so forth. My wife is a graduate of Marion, Marion High School, Servants of Mary. We have seven children, Creighton Prep, Mercy, we've got a Mercy graduate, the Sisters of Mercy run Mercy High School here locally, Gross Catholic High School, that's the Marianist Brothers, founded Gross Catholic. My wife teaches there, and we've had three kids. So some Catholic schools would say, well, you're teaching the time-honored, timeless principles of the faith and weaving that in with philosophy and so forth. Well, we do that too. I mean, this Chesterton thing, isn't this just kind of a gimmick, or isn't this redundant? Isn't this superfluous? Isn't it already covered? Dale Ahlquist, your response.
Well, you know, Chip, maybe these schools in Omaha are doing exactly that already, but I can tell you that the reason we started our first Chesterton Academy back in the Twin Cities was we were looking for three things in a high school. And this is because we wanted to send our own kids there. That's, you know, we said a very selfish reason for starting a high school. But we wanted, obviously, a school that was thoroughly Catholic, that was not just teaching a Catholic theology course and then teaching a bunch of other distinct courses that were not that much different from what was being taught in any other school. We wanted the classical format, which was a very integrated curriculum where what you're teaching in one class is actually directly connected to what you're teaching in another class, and that the faith is actually infused in all those classes. Whatever you're teaching, they're connected. We talked about the sciences earlier. Science and art have to be connected to each other. Most schools today, if a student is showing some artistic capabilities, he's shunted off to study the art. And the ones who are science and math oriented, you guys don't have to take art. You just focus on science and math because that's your strength. We really want a very well-rounded education, but so that these things can inform each other. So because art and science really are about the same thing. They're about design, they're about proportion, they're about the mind of God. You know, we're studying God's creation. That's what we're studying.
Truth, goodness, and beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, Chip, affordable. We wanted a private school that was affordable. Now, some of these schools had one of those things, maybe two of them, usually just one of them. It's like those restaurants you go to with the sign that says, what's service, quality, price, pick any two. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Full package, full menu at a Chesterton Academy school.
Yeah. And so that was the thing that we set off to do that was different from any other school. And that's why there's Chesterton Academies really cropping up all over the country and in other countries now, too.
Well, and I can tell you from experience, this is the third year I've taught at the local school, and now I have a son there. Everybody does everything. Everybody's involved in everything, arts and sciences and so forth. All the kids will be singing tonight as part of the choir, you know. And so it really is, there's a lot of synergy, a lot of, I guess in sports you'd say cross-training or something, you know, in the curriculum. So now let's talk about tonight. And by the way, friends, if you're listening and thinking, I'm kind of intrigued by this, I want to check this out. Well, come and see us. The doors open at 6 o'clock. And the dinner and the program start at 7. We're at the old St. Mary's, it's still St. Mary's Church at 36th and Q. And we're in what was the St. Mary's School. We've repurposed it for the Chesterton Academy of Omaha, 36th and Q. Come on down and join us. Walk in traffic, walk up traffic is welcome. Dale, if people join us tonight, what are they going to hear?
Well, the title of my talk is, I'll tell you what the title of my talk is. It says right here, the title of my talk is Chesterton on Hope and the Youth of the Church. That sounds like a great title for a talk.
It does.
So that means we're going to cover some Chesterton. Okay. We're going to talk about hope, and we're going to talk about the youth of the church. Those are the three things we're going to cover in that talk tonight. So we'll give everybody a good dose of the big wit himself, Chesterton. But certainly when we're talking about hope, everyone has to admit that the state of education today is in pretty bad shape. There's no one who will not admit that. Our schools across the country are suffering. They've been suffering in a big way, and we have a real education crisis in this country, and it's affecting our culture directly. Well, this is a school that does provide hope because of the comprehensive philosophy that we're teaching our students, As Chesterton says, hope means hoping when things are hopeless or it is no virtue at all.
We utilize technology at Chesterton Academy, and but the students do not have technology on them day after day. They turn in their phones or their iPads they're in their lockers, and they very rarely, maybe a teacher needs them to have their devices to do a specific project. But otherwise, the reason I mentioned that is I remember going with some kids, you know, out on the road to talk to grade schools. By the way, the Christendom Academy, I want to give a shout out to the Christendom Academy. It's an elementary operation on the same model, the Chesterton model. In fact, we've got quite a few kids from Christendom coming to the Chesterton Academy next year. But my point is, when we went out to talk about it, I remember one of the students saying, I don't know how it is at your school, but we look at each other at lunchtime, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eye. We talk to each other. We interact with each other. We go out and play basketball or do things outside at lunch. In other words, it's not just kids with their nose in a screen all day long, and it changes the whole dynamic of the school day.
Yeah, the main technology we use is something that was developed in the 1450s. It was the printing press. And okay. You know, books are the main technological achievement we've been celebrating there at the school.
Yeah. Well, ChestertonOmaha.org, if you want to learn more about the school or if you want to get some tickets and still join us tonight, but just walk right up, come right up and join us. We're on the St. Mary's campus at 36th and Q. Doors open at 6. The dinner and the program start at 7. And the great Dale Ahlquist will hold forth. You'll learn a lot about G.K. Chesterton and about this Chesterton Network, this Chesterton movement. I think you'll find it rewarding if you want to join us. Dale Ahlquist, you get the last word.
Well, I want to invite everyone to come tonight if they can, because you'll see an opportunity. Chip is the MC, and he'll introduce me by saying, Dale, who are you?
Don't tempt me. Yes, I'm the warm-up act, but Dale Ahlquist will be the main act this evening. 6 o'clock, doors open. 7 o'clock, dinner and program commence for the Chesterton Academy of Omaha, 36th and Q on the St. Mary's campus. Well, we need to take our bottom of the hour break. Thank you, Dale. All the best tonight. My name is Chip Maxwell. This is News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Chip Maxwell, News Radio 1110 KFAB.